I blew a guy this year, and then or we fucked, and then I had my throat got inflamed that week.
But you got gonorrhea?
No, I thought I had it, and
you didn't, just like
I was freaking out because in Degrassi, ever see Degrassi?
Degrassi, yes.
There's a character named Emma, and she blows this guy at the ravine.
Her
throat swells up the next day. And she's like, why didn't you tell me you had gonorrhea? So I thought I was her.
Maybe he didn't know.
My sister was laughing at me because she's a nurse, so she's like my healthcare right now. So I just text
her.
That's
amazing. Like,
and say, hey, my throat hurts, and I had sex raw this week. What do you think? She said, you don't have gonorrhea of the throat.
Wait, that's so
And
nice.
I don't have it. Just let everyone know. So and I've never had an STD.
So FYI. What was it?
It was just like some random fucking virus
or had one
that
STD.
I paid $400 to test for in fucking Atlanta. And yeah, so anyway, welcome to that time of the week. Yeah. What'd you say? It was monkeypox. Hey everyone, what's going on? Michael, you can include all of that invigorating conversation that we just had. What's going on? The girls couldn't make it this week.
No.
I know it's sounding sus as fuck lately every 2 weeks.
It's
I'm
just
like,
the holidays.
They couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So we have a new guy coming in.
We have a guy.
And we also have a new name. I don't know. Ashlyn has to work and Stuart is working. Yeah. I don't know.
Who's your last guy? Who am I filling in for?
Who is the last guy?
Yeah. What do you look like?
Your dad.
Yeah, my dad actually. He
Your
came
dad?
On. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he came on for like 7 minutes. We did a segment called Michael Mania.
Long enough.
And we said we had to share what made us anxious that week. And then he was like, sometimes I can't fall asleep because I think of everything I ever did wrong in my life and I'm filled with regret.
And we were like,
and we were all like,
okay. You're like, dad, this is supposed to be funny. Yeah.
And beforehand, he was freaking out. He was like, I'm so nervous. And then he went on and like fucking like just trauma bonded with us.
Yeah, it's weird to see your parents nervous about something. You're supposed to be like, you're supposed to be chill.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
One time my mom, like 4 years ago before she was with her current guy, she cried on the beach when we were alone in Florida together. And she said,
sucks.
She doesn't know if she'll ever experience joy again.
Oh my God.
That definitely put a damper on the lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're like, do you want more iced tea? You're
yeah.
Like,
we're good.
Yeah, so we're actually.
Give us a minute. Yeah. Give us a minute. Ew, you ever in a fight with your significant other at a restaurant and like the server knows?
Yeah.
I haven't been in a relationship where I fight with someone in a long time, but that shit's awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
You're just like,
it's fine. No, we're actually
we're good, actually.
There's like a full plate of food. They're like, do you want a to-go box? You're like, no.
No, we're good. Do you want to eat it? Yeah.
Or do you do this?
The thing where you go, let me ask you something real quick. Do you think it's reasonable for your significant other to be texting their coworker like, after 9 p.m., what do you think about that, Charles?
Charles is shaking.
Yeah, he's like, I don't really know. No. She's like, don't do this. No. I'm curious. What a normal, because obviously I'm not normal.
You're being insane.
Do you see what I have to do? You're seriously embarrassing me. Okay. All right, you know what? Go ahead. Yeah, we'll give you a bigger tip, of course.
He'll bring out free dessert. Desserts on the house because we know you're having a night.
You're the manager that comes out.
Is there anything we can do?
I got desserts on the house once because I was with my ex-lover, who it starts with an A. We're out to dinner in
so
Astoria,
uh-huh.
and both all the desserts sound good. And at this time, I was a dessert queen. I'm not as much of a sweet tooth anymore. I'm just like obsessed with leafy greens.
You're moving to LA in at least a month.
And I will be lining my fucking body with spirulina.
With spirulina.
Wheatgrass pre-workout cum.
Cholera.
Cholera.
Which is the one?
Wait, chlorophyl.
Chlorophyl.
Oh,
wait, what's the one you
cholera
can eat
is
that's
a disease.
Good? Cholera is a disease.
It's like a deadly disease.
No, cholera is the disease. Yeah. I think cholera...
is a crayon company.
Whatever.
Crayola.
Crayola.
Cholera.
Toyota.
Avalon. Wait, what's the commercial? For the holidays.
Oh, there's no place like. Okay, wait. We have to introduce our guest, but I have to finish my dessert story.
Yeah, I was.
And then
go
I have
back
to tell
to
you
that.
Guys about. And then where's my vape? Because that's why I'm bugging out. Oh. Okay. So I was out with Bert Kreischer this weekend.
We didn't finish your dessert story.
I know, but let me tell you this. And he was like, "Maddie, I challenge you to stop vaping." He's like the biggest partier in the world, and he's like disgusted that I vape. But it didn't turn out to be a problem because I just did it when he wasn't there.
Oh, you didn't
I didn't
like
do it?
It
intensely in front of him anymore because I was like, I feel like it's kind of bothering you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When
yes.
someone like points out a habit of yours, you're like, I just won't do it in front of you.
Mm. Yeah,
I won't 100%. Stop, but now I'll just go in the bunk.
But like if someone who is notorious for drinking a lot, or some might say like too much, it's kind of like, just let them.
Well, his daughters, one of them started vaping, and I think that's why.
Trigger. And he feels like a dad.
I kind of look like his daughter.
Oh, really?
Okay, so here's a funny story. We're in Toronto, you guys. Sorry for the crazy start. This is Dylan, by the way. Dylan Palladino. That's your camera right there.
Hey.
Hi, say hi to Dylan.
I know where to find my
He's a podcaster. Oh, he's an artist. He's a mover. He's a comedian. He's on Instagram. He does currently have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's always re-downloading Hinge. So, if you... I'm joking!
I know.
Hello? We're under the comedy section of Spotify. Yeah. We're at least the number 800 on that chart. Don't look it up.
You know, I still have, like, one of those services that tells you, like, what number in the comedy charts you are.
Okay.
And it'll always be like, you're number 4 in Nigeria. And
I'm right. Okay. No, we had Romania for a second on there.
I didn't put up the Spotify Wrapped of our pod, and I was like, oh, like I feel like it was like not bad, but I was like, I don't know what it's comparing to.
I don't
It's hard because stuff. a lot of people in our realm have like the top podcasts, so it's.
Yeah,
it's same with stand up. You're either selling the fuck out and making $1 million a weekend,
on the street,
or you're scraping it fucking by until there's no in between. There's no middle class.
You're asking a guy for the $5 back from the open mic you didn't do.
That's what you're doing. Yeah. And I'm like suing Uber Eats for taking 10 minutes too long. Like we are in. There's no middle class. I'm a little bit middle class, I think.
Are you petite bourgeois?
Oh, wait.
Nah, you're middle class, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of us
who
are kind of like lingering,
but usually,
can do projects, stay working, have health insurance.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
It's usually zero or
you're
Bert Schengel, like the top 10 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Okay, so he said don't.
Sorry, I'm ranting. Okay, so I'm walking down the streets of Toronto. I'm walking down the streets of Toronto. I'm high, and this girl goes, Your dad is awesome.
Oh.
And I said, what, 4 times? I'm like, huh? I thought she said my coat, my fucking weed.
Hat.
And, your hat.
She's like, your dad.
And I'm like, oh, I'm not Bert's daughter, but thank you. I'm 31 and his daughter's like 19.
Oh my God. I thought she was saying because your dad was on the podcast.
That's
for
hilarious.
7
No. She thought I was Bert Kreischer's daughter.
Oh, wow.
I know, but that was my first thought. I was like, my dad did one appearance from that?
Yeah.
He said how anxious he is. I guess he's out. Oh, you think I'm Bert's daughter?
Yeah, that would trip me the hell out.
Yeah.
Too. So then, he doesn't want you to vape because he's like, I don't want my daughter to vape.
Yeah, totally. There's like a different level of concern there.
He's dead.
But ever like the guys on the tour drinking stuff. But I had a great time with Bert. We had Canada. Fucking. I made a joke about Justin Trudeau and blackface. Fucking blew
did
the
it,
roof.
Yeah,
of
did
that.
It explode?
I said I saw one black person so far. It was Justin Trudeau.
Oh,
and the way. I was like the way the sound.
They're like, we can't believe she knows who Justin is.
I know,
yeah.
And they all hate him there more than we. Like, I feel like neutral about Biden. Not neutral. People are tired here.
I keep forgetting he's alive. So
right.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, everyone here is just like our president is like not really alive.
Right.
But no, I don't think many people.
I think people
hate
are more
them.
Mad at Congress people.
100%, as
like,
it should be.
I hear more anger toward everyone there
Pelosi.
Than Biden. But the anger in Canada is directed toward Trudeau.
Yeah.
But their Canada lockdowns were crazy, I think.
Yeah,
they had
he
that
sucks.
Whole protest at the...
The trucks
in Ottawa.
What was it called? The Freedom... Fuck, hold there on. Was like a name for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there was. Because like they weren't letting anyone in and out with the vaccine.
Yeah, and then
and
the
stuff.
Bank shut down...
Yeah.
And then all the banks shut down all their money. And people
Freedom
were like,
Convoy?
Freedom Convoy.
It was literally like, It's a Wonderful Life. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
The bank shuts down and people are like, I need my money.
Yeah.
George Bailey gives all of his money out.
But instead they were like, hey, and then GoFundMe was like, if you try to give them money, we won't do it. It was really kind of insane.
People are getting...
No, the it was getting mad political.
Lane.
I was like, oh, shit.
The politic in everything is...
The
I'm
politic
like, stay in your lane.
It's getting, stay in your lane.
Stay in the lane.
It's getting weird.
Visa,
so,
I don't care what you think about anything. Just like make
my
credit
card
work. Just make it work.
I beg of you.
Yeah.
Make my credit card work.
Just, but yeah, honestly, give me a higher credit limit.
Thank you.
Because
tell me I have money when I don't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Give me points. Let me use those to travel.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. That Amex Platinum has been pulling through for me this
Dude,
year.
The Amex Platinum is sick.
It's heavy.
When you walk into the... It's heavy. when you walk into the, because my brother has it, mm-hmm. when you go into the lounges in the airport.
So I rant about the Delta Lounge every week because it's getting
like good or bad?
Bad. Oh. Like there's no seats. It literally looks like fucking Penn Station in there.
Oh, they're letting too many people in.
Well, I think more people are just getting the credit cards because mm-hmm. anyone can get the cards, you're you know? Right. I think poor people are just like, and poor people would. I'm not saying I hate poor. No, no, I'm just, now I sound bad.
I do
I'm more so I'm just like, this place is crowded as fuck.
They want to live a little.
I also think airports in general are just crowded as fuck.
They are. Everyone's trying to do that bounce back. But you got to go to the Centurion Lounge, dude. You got to go to the Amex.
I know the Amex specific one.
The Amex one is ill.
A little bit quieter, isn't yes. it? Yeah. But their food is less. There's less options, but also the Delta Sky Lounge has like sweaty cheese plates.
Oh God!
And you're like, they should get I also don't want to be in a busy lounge because then people judge you when you go up for a seltzer and a coffee and a nice tea.
Oh, you know
and
what?
A,
like, dude, I got 10 drinks. I look around and I go, I please say something.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get as much out of this as possible.
As much.
Francis Ellis took
I know.
Food and put it in a to-go cup yeah. and took it onto the plane. I was I like, know. That's genius.
And John
bro.
Mayer messaged him and said, I love that idea.
He did?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So yeah, I need to come up with more life hacks. I guess.
Here's the thing. Rich people still want to get shit for free.
Absolutely.
Getting shit for free is the best thing ever.
It's awesome. When I get food for free, calories don't count.
Mm-hmm. It fucking physically does not count.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why open Einstein bars, like, that. You're like, I'm not getting drunk.
Yes.
It's all free.
I'll have an open bar this weekend. I got a free coffee today.
Where?
Oh,
I
that's
got
fun.
Hype. That's my cousin works at a coffee shop. She made me one.
What the coffee shop? What? Where?
No, at a coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
You said the coffee shop.
Oh, sorry.
At the coffee shop.
No, she works at a coffee shop in Astoria.
What?
That's why I was
Which
here
one?
At noon. I don't want to say
don't
in case they get
that
upset
name.
About
getting
it.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me after.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I live here.
Yeah, exactly.
And not that's not where my home is. No, I don't live in Astoria.
I mean,
holy shit.
New York is so big.
Yeah, it is.
New York City is so big.
I also, every week, I'm like, all of my info is out there. Like, you could piece together my social security number.
I've given out my address.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I'm not
I've
as worried about,
too.
About getting
If
murdered.
You did the AI thing, they got your fucking face and a fingerprint.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Why do people
they have
do
a face
that shit?
Print.
Well,
I was going to ask you guys today. I didn't do it.
I think that's like worse than posting...
the black square?
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say
did.
Something
embarrassing.
Along,
Our
something
card did
along
about two
the
weeks
lines
later.
Of like a BuzzFeed quiz result that everyone's taking. It's Chuggy.
It's Chuggy, but I just want to see
Dude,
for myself.
I haven't even used that word Chuggy, but that's the first thing I think it actually
yeah.
works yeah. with. That is, there's another thing people did that like everyone was doing.
The chatbot?
Where they were like,
we did it.
They're like, okay, fine. I'll give in. I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like one of those things. Oh, dude.
It's probably
what,
something AI. Yeah,
was
I know
it?
What you're talking about. But
I don't remember what it was.
There was some.
It might have been. Yeah.
Every year there's something that
there's
we're
something
all,
that everyone does.
And nobody cares what you're doing.
Oh,
you're just
it was
doing it for
it was like the face app thing.
With
remember?
The R?
Where the changing races and shit? Or the
or like changing genders or making you old yeah. and new. And I remember they figured out that like there was some farm in Russia that was taking all
yeah,
of our
Yeah, they're
collecting
our faces.
That's what it was. That was what it was last year. It's always some weird
I downloaded
dumb app
it.
That comes out.
Once a year, there's something new that people download and they can do with their face. And it's like
I just wonder
an easy grab
do.
For data people.
Yeah, it's just like putting your face
who
out
Who wouldn't
there.
Want to see what their face looks like in sexy Marvel mode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like you're... My computer making you look better.
I know, and then people post it and they're like, I guess this makes sense.
Yeah, yeah but then people exactly.
Their gums are like
and I'm like, you
gone.
Do not look like that.
Yeah,
my
also,
man.
Like,
I'm like, your gums are way too small in AI.
Yeah, right?
You submitted like the best photos
yeah,
ever.
Totally.
And you're like, wow, I guess AI thinks I'm pretty. Like,
yeah, no shit.
But then there's the journalists who go extreme and they're like, this AI took photos of me when I was a kid and made them sexualized. And
that's what one of the articles is.
Then why did you put child photos on the internet?
This woman from Wired like submitted her photos when she was a child and then the AI made like fucking borderline
child CP. They're just mirroring you.
Because the AI doesn't know.
Don't blame the AI. They're just giving us what they think we want.
AI doesn't
and we're just in denial.
Consent laws.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
don't have laws at all.
They don't know what
and as
time
if they,
is.
They shit goes on regardless of the age of consent. And so what does it like it doesn't even matter. AI just get kind of feeds into our deepest desires.
That's just it's not the worst. It basically that person was like, how do I write an article about how this is bad and no one can really argue with it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it about childhood.
Tits.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
No, everyone loves tits.
Okay. If you guys made all the money that you want, if you would you get off the internet? Because like I think I might get off the internet someday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm also high and I'm like freaking out. Are you kidding me? But I'm like, it's like stressful. Oh, I didn't. I forgot you were high. Everyone's yelling at each other. Yeah. And wouldn't it be nice to wake up and just get a real newspaper? If you had all the money you wanted. Not now. I could never read a newspaper now. I had to get up and podcast 10 hours of the day.
I listen to the news every day and I go, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I listened to a whole video about Sam Bankman-Fried and I was like, this isn't going to change my life at all. So one person is going to bring it up this weekend at this wedding I'm at. And I'm going to be like, yeah, totally. Like, fuck, he had Alameda. And then his like ex-girlfriend was also running it. And I'm like, whatever. If you're going to listen to the news, you might as well become like a huge conspiracy theorist.
Like, well, that's what I'm turning to.
Just be like, oh, he's a lizard. He's like trying to,
it is almost like trying to get adrenochrome.
Yeah.
And he's propping up Biden. Like, at least that's at least makes it fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I stopped watching reality TV because I feel like I've been reading more news.
Me too. Reality TV got kind of boring. I think it peaked around 2020.
Yeah. And then now it's like, you know, boring as fuck. People are just acting to act. And like also a lot of shows that are being made right now are being made for like Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like you go on While the White Lotus is on and there's memes. Like mm-hmm. everything's a meme. Everything's like memified.
Or like
White Lotus Succession. I know it's good, yes. But you can tell like they have there's certain things like, they do that they're like, this one will go viral. This face, Kendall's face in Succession, this will be a viral thing.
Same with
like there's all sorts of like pop, like they're feeding into each other.
Like the expose articles that are like, you know, on the cut or whatever, they're like made for IP so somebody can get the rights to the story and make a movie.
Literally.
Like that's what they're just like catering to that, pressing that button. Right. I learned that this week. So dumb.
That everyone wants more from something they're about to do.
Right. And it's like, I read something about like the insider scoop on like the Christmas tree. Like the Christmas tree selling scandal community.
I don't care anymore. Yeah. I literally don't care if there was a Christmas tree guy that murdered like 30 people.
But back just wasn't in my even. Day, people were scamming. People had skeletons. Now but we got to expose every business.
They weren't even really.
They tried to expose stand up and we're still fucking like.
No one cares.
It's still entrenched with.
Can we just talk about how if Megan didn't think she was going to get a Spotify and Netflix deal, I don't even think she would have left.
She was on TV. Like,
right.
She was like, okay, I'm going to leave and this is going to make me $200 million.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of... bad. Apparently the
show?
The show's bad as fuck.
I heard it's bad as fuck.
I just saw the trailer of her like...
I know. They're always crying.
And then like he's like, in the background like...
They're always crying.
He's like, I'm just going to support. I'm like, good.
Dude, you have a golden carriage.
I think he's hyped to be out, to be honest, because being in the royal family like sucks ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, also he's traumatized by his
That shit sucks. Good show, but being in the royal family sucks.
But if I was them, I would leave and be like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stop crying, everyone. Yeah. Stop crying.
I get it. It sucks. She was mean to you.
You know what?
For sure.
Yeah.
I think they both just come from like fucked up families. So they're kind of just like dysfunctional. That's why it's like,
mom literally got killed.
Like, even though they're rich, they're still fucking dysfunctional. So that's why they're so sad.
Totally.
Do you think he watches The Crown?
I don't know.
Harry?
Do you think they watch?
They probably do crazy.
Do you think they watch?
Maybe. They tune in every Sunday.
I think they watch.
Or they're too busy.
Megan's like, wait, can you pause it? Who is that guy again?
He's like teasing her about it.
I know as much as you do.
Or he like sees himself being played by a younger kid. Yeah. And he's like, it wasn't really like that.
I don't know. I don't think I would want to watch the Diana episodes. That would be stressful. Because
it's your
for
mom,
me, right?
Yeah, of course. It's like stressed. You're like,
I might watch the early ones, like but all also that shit like that you went were, down.
It's. I feel like it would be. I'm too hot to take this off. Sorry, guys. I'm bald. I'm bald. Sorry.
We just lost so many listeners. They can hear it through the audio. Yeah,
They heard the echo off my head.
Like, they can hear your brain like a maraca.
He's gross and bald. I hate it so much.
No.
He was so young, so part of me is like, he doesn't remember a lot of it.
I know.
Maybe he like wants to watch it to be like, oh, like, is this kind of what was happening with my mom? Because
being gaslit, like the thing I sent you. Did you get it too?
Let's go into some stuff.
This is all.
Well, before we get started, you guys, wrapping up for the year. But in January, we got DC. We got. I don't know. Check out the website, MaddieSmithComedy.com. Austin, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Denver. Nashville, Chicago, all of those are coming up.
You're just naming cities, yes.
Yeah, I know. I would probably be at all of those. Dylan, do you have any plugs?
Follow me online, Dylan J. Paladino. That's where my podcast is, Why Do Guys Podcast, all the good stuff.
It's a good podcast. I've been on it.
Actually, I think it's changing to MILFs, but...
Okay, Men I'd Like to Fuck?
Men Interested in Learning Facts.
Oh!
Which I think is more fun. It's better for Osama and me. These flies are going to keep landing straight on my head.
No, I know. I'm having a problem, you guys. Anything. I had a couple bananas and the sink's dirty, so I got flies roaming around.
I didn't get whatever you sent, by the way.
Go ahead.
I can't see anything. My contacts are like making me blind. Oh. Wait, what was I going to say before? Was I going to say something before?
We're going to do some topics.
Oh, was there something else?
This podcast.
I forget. Oh, okay, wait. Let's do some topics.
Wait, before, I can't believe I'm the one that's not forgetting about loose ends. Do you want to finish the dessert story?
Oh!
I'm usually on my show 1,000 tangents a minute.
Right.
And now
you're a guest.
And now I'm a guest and I'm like, I you know what it is? I'm trying to help because it happens to me so much.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I do that when I'm a guest too. Okay. Wait, it's a bad story now. It was about fighting in restaurants and mine is related to dessert. So went out to dinner and all the desserts looked fire. So I wanted to get two.
As you should.
And in front of the server, my boyfriend goes, "We're not getting two." And I was like, "Why not?" He's like, "We don't need two desserts."
Oh.
And I was like, "I'll pay for the bill." And he's like, "We're not in front of the server."
Do you think it was about money or do you think it was about you just
No, it was more
yourself?
Just like, indulging. I think we ate like shit all weekend. And I was like, "We're getting two." And he was like, "We're not getting two. Just the one is fine." And she walks away and then she brought the one back and then she brought the second back and she was like, "It's on the house."
Maybe that's why
that
I
was her
late for that.
Dude, that was her undermining him 100%.
Absolutely. It was a girl's moment.
Yeah, exactly. She was like,
"Yep,
I've been there.
Yep,
I'm bringing the other one for free."
I was literally like, "Why the fuck can I not get a second dessert?"
Now, did you eat both of them fully or did you just have to bite?
I actually think I did. I think I ate them both fully like the kid in Matilda eating the chocolate cake. Yeah.
He has a place in my heart.
It was like a weird...
You went full hungry hippos.
It was a weird evening. I was like really cranky after that.
You know when you can
remember moments where you're like, that was probably when things started. Started lifting up differences. You're like, why are you so inflexible? Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, why are you so fucking... Why are you like arguing about this?
Why does this matter to you?
And it's like we're not poor. Mm-hmm. Neither of us is.
It's not a money thing.
Has health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a nice night. It's a summer night. We're outside. Why are you being so weird?
Summer night. Yeah.
Summer night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I felt after I was like, I need a flexible man in my life.
And if he had gotten you too, he could have kind of made me a good BJ with.
That's what I'm saying. And then, you know, good luck getting any sex for the next year because that's how my mind works. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to go inside of me? Then get me another fucking piece of tiramisu.
Give me some carrot cake,
Carrot cake.
I love...
Cream cheese frosting.
I fucking love carrot cake.
Cream cheese
frosting.
It has
walnuts on top.
Whoa. I can feel you getting sexually turned on by the walnuts on top.
Oh, yeah. I'll fucking put that...
Wet walnut.
Top three desserts.
Okay.
We can do five if it's two.
I have a few. A lot of people know I really like banana pudding. I really like banana pudding. This past year I got really into it. I really like...
I love when you get really into a certain... Yeah.
Me too. And you're just like, that's me for now. And then one day you're like, nah.
Yeah. And then you have to try every different kind of it. You become like, a huge obese person just for that.
Yes.
And you're like, I just gotta keep... I was like that with croissants for a while.
Croissants.
Me too. Every restaurant that had BP, I'm like, well, we have to get the banana pudding. It's like a requirement. I really like tres leches cake.
Tres leches. Oh, wow.
I like puddingy type of stuff. I like bread pudding.
I love eclectic. Bread pudding.
I like funfetti sheet cake.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and I like that took
yellow
a
cake.
Turn.
And I like yellow cake with chocolate frosting, like the like the milk chocolate brown
frosting.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yellow
those
cake
are
chocolate
my top,
frosting
I think.
Is fire. Yep.
Those are my top.
I'm a big blueberry or mixed berry cobbler guy.
I love cobbler more than pie.
Cobbler
is like
than
all
pie.
Filling.
Cobbler is so much
it's
better
all
than pie.
Peach cobbler in the summer.
I like all crust.
Oh, I love the crust.
Me jacking myself.
Oh my god. Peach cobbler. Oh. Oh my god, you scoop it out.
Yeah, dude, it's
the
all
cinnamon.
Goopy. It's
goopy. It looks
shit.
Like that shit from the movie Holes.
Yeah.
The peach shit.
Oh, let me see.
Oh my god, wait, what peach?
They like crack a can open. They're like,
oh, canned peaches?
Oh, yeah.
Ew. That boat that's over I'm not there. Into that.
You know what I think about every time?
Sploosh is what they called it.
Every time I think about canned peaches, it's so weird. The scene from, did you ever see Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when they kill all the, no, I'm just kidding. I don't remember when the guy gets the peaches and they haven't eaten in so long that he eats it. He's like, don't eat it too fast because mm-hmm. your body hasn't had a lot of food in a while. Mm-hmm. And he eats all of it and then immediately throws up. Mm-hmm. I think about that every single time I see peaches.
But
it's such a weird, I just, I don't, that scene just pops into my head.
But so you vivid. Don't.
Throw up.
Yeah.
No. Good. I'm just saying it's like a. Do you guys not have weird shit like that where you're like, I don't know why.
You associate something yeah. with like a vivid memory. I do.
It's cool. Okay, thank like, you. Because I was like, all right, I'm about, out. I'm on a limb here right
what
now.
What about Paddington eats marmalade?
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't remember
and
that,
whenever
but
I watch
you.
Paddington, I'm like, I need a fucking piece of toast with marmalade on it immediately.
Oh, toast. I get...
That's marmalade, right? The orange yes. spread. Oh, that shit looks so good in the show. Or a children's book, what they're eating.
Yeah.
Bread and jam.
Yeah. Jam.
Oh, toast. The Aristocats. Remember that movie?
Yes.
The cats dip like a cracker in this like thick milk shit.
Ugh.
Oh. Oliver and Company, the girl makes like a chocolate dessert for the dogs. And it's like a chocolate pudding thing
Isn't
with
that-
chocolate chips on top.
Deadly?
What?
Isn't chocolate deadly for dogs?
Yeah, I don't yeah. know why she was doing that, but that shit looked fire.
Did it look good for you?
Any sort of cartoon. Oh, you know what I always wanted to try? Harry Potter, when the floating floating pudding pies is drops on the woman's head. I always wanted to eat that.
There's
that
so much
called.
Food in Harry Potter.
Oh, you want to
so
eat the food. Shit that fell on her head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? What was that called? What's that called? Trifle or some shit? I like pudding-based shit.
Yeah, blueberry. Yeah, pudding is good. I like key lime pie.
I like key lime pie. With a graham cracker crust.
Graham cracker yeah. crust fuck slaps.
Me. Oh, yeah. always.
Anything
I like
lemony, like a lemon,
lemon
tart,
meringue.
All that shit is real.
Lemon
real
meringue
good.
Is fire.
Yeah.
I like rice pudding. It always goes back to pudding.
Okay.
Rice pudding.
And I like coconut pudding. Cream pie.
Okay. Yeah.
I like chocolate cream
I
pie.
I could fuck with that.
Okay. Pecan pie.
I don't.
Blueberry
not my
pie.
First.
Not the best. Also, pumpkin pie. Not
shoe
the best.
Fly pie.
Fine. It's fine.
It's mild.
Shoe fly?
Shoe fly
What's
pie.
What's shoe fly pie?
Is that like something you make out of a shoe?
What's in shoe fly pie?
Yeah. It's literally like just molasses. It's like molasses pie, but
oh
it's,
god, it sounds like something from the Adirondacks.
It's like
absolutely
Amish.
Come by to the general store and get some shoe fly
pie.
Pie.
That's
and we'll also sharpen your snowshoes yeah. so you can get back safe.
That's literally
it's
how
late.
I had
you
it.
The sun sets early now.
Sun sets early now. It was January.
My boyfriend brought it from like an Amish, like farm stand.
Amish people.
And it was, but it was fucking.
No Amish people.
God.
Their shit slaps.
There was love in every
it's like,
bite.
It's like $4 pies. I'm yeah. like, y'all are getting scammed, right.
oh,
but
so good.
Go off. Also love cookies. I love a chocolate chip cookie.
Peanut butter chocolate chip.
I love Buckeyes. Those I'm like naming shit you guys don't even know.
What's
if you guys
Buckeye?
Are listening and you know. Buckeyes are like the peanut
like
butter balls.
Thing. Yeah, I think I've had
covered
it.
In chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, I'm a big... soft serve ice cream guy.
I love soft serve. I love a
I
twist
think
and
I
a
actually
cone.
Like it more than hard serve.
Me too. I yeah. love hard serve. Don't I get like me wrong. Yeah. But like a twist and a cone.
Twist and a cone.
Well, I just eat it so fast. That's the problem.
It's
soft
so
serve.
Creamy.
There's a place by me that has like so creamy.
What's it called?
It's called Soft Swerve.
I like that place. I've been it's, there.
And they have an ube.
Yeah, they have
it's
purple.
So
they have purple ice cream.
Good.
It's
I go
so
with my girlfriend
good.
All
Wait,
the
taro
time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or ube is
ube.
The it's cookies.
Ube fucking goes
ube
hard.
Hits. They have a Thai iced tea too.
Oh, I love
Bro,
Thai
people,
iced tea.
If people are listening to this, haven't started eating, I'm so surprised because
I know.
We have yeah. a problem.
I like mochi as well. I could eat 10 of them.
Taro buns.
I love.
Red bean bun.
Yeah. At least we're all on the same level as like liking all that food. Because when you meet someone and you start going off about food, and they're like, oh, like, I don't really like any of that stuff. I go like, what the fuck is wrong with
yeah.
you? Like, what
literally,
do you do?
Like people have who have never had taro bubble tea. I'm like. Mm.
Yeah, they don't like bubble tea.
Within 1 year of living in New York, I tried every cuisine.
Mm. Oh, you
I'm
oh,
out
yeah,
there
you,
eating fucking Ethiopian. I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, this is good. Milk tea.
You're milk
like, okay.
tea.
Milk tea goes hard.
Tapioca pearls.
Tapioca.
When I was in middle Cass. School or in high school, we used to go to the boba place and we would get boba extra pearls. And then we would just drive around and just shoot them into people's cars.
That's
while they,
so fun.
While they were driving. It
so
was like
fun.
The height of just like,
That's...
you know, just being a like a fiendish
yeah.
little...
Yeah.
Like goblin,
it's like
yeah.
better than a spitball.
100%, and because you could get like three or four, and they were the
like
perfect
pellets.
Size of the straw, so you could get some real air pressure in there, and you would just be just a rascal, dude, just going around shooting them into people's windows while they were driving or on the side. And you were just like, just being an asshole. I was being 15. It was so much fun.
Wow. A tapioca. I haven't had bubble tea in a while because that shit scared.
Oh, you got
one too hard.
Yeah. Everyone does that after they choke us.
That was close.
That was a close one, you guys.
That was a close
You're
one.
You're on the subway. No one's looking at you.
No one cares. Almost just died. I've had that happen so many times with dried mango.
Oh, my. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. Because that's.
you try to force
it down. Yeah. Dried mango because it tastes so good too, and you want to fucking go quickly, but it's too dry. Yeah.
It's too dry. Yeah. And it starts up. Yeah. And then your throat starts to involuntarily be like,
oh my God. Or some like dry chicken. Like if you get a chopped salad and the chicken's too rice. Dry. Yeah.
I was getting we were just getting duck and rice with my girlfriend and her brother. And like I ate too much and very quickly was like, oh, I'm choking on this rice. Right. So I calmly, because I don't want anyone to know because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I calmly was like, where's the bathroom? Like, trying to figure out the bathroom. And then the guy goes, it's downstairs. He's like, it's kind of a weird bathroom though. And so I was like, I don't know what the fuck that means. But I go downstairs. I'm in the bathroom alone, literally over the toilet, like trying to get the rice out. I get the rice out. I'm fine, but I'm like, like every time you're like, did I almost just die? You know, they went,
and you go back, you sit next to your girlfriend, you're like, my Bitcoin's up.
And it's just like one little tear forming because your face was filling with blood. You're like, I just saw it my whole life before we had to keep that inside. And then I look at him without missing a beat. I was like, the bathroom wasn't weird at all. I don't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, why was it? Maybe he took a
shit. He said it was like a closet. And I remember as I was choking, still comedian brain was like, I'm about to die. And my brain's still like, this bathroom isn't weird at all. Yeah, I was like,
it's actually pretty nice.
I was like, that was weird of him to say that.
Oh, Meyer candle? Cool. Yeah, exactly. This is nice.
Mailing goats?
Okay, let's go. $45. Caroline, can we list some topics before we
Here's what we got today.
We already talked about some, but what's the big ones? And then blah, 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 blah.
Snakes have clits. Oh. In case you were wondering.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, that's
a snake. You're a
snakey
girl.
Snakey.
I mean, I don't know why that's surprising, but according to The Atlantic.
The Atlantic now is really just like looking for things.
Yeah, I know.
I know. They used to be the it girl.
Them and Washington Post. And I know. Then like Trump happened, and now some of the shit they're like, I literally saw a headline the other day that was like, too much democracy actually isn't a good thing. And I go, what's going on?
What do you even mean by that? What do you mean by that?
How did they find out they have clits? Was like a biologist?
Yeah, some pervert.
Yeah, some pervy scientist.
Some pervert was like...
making a snake come.
Has been hooking up with a snake. And then one day the snake was like, will you eat me out? And he was like, wait, what?
He was
like,
parcel mouth.
Like, yo, these guys got clits. His girlfriend is a snake.
Voldemort eating his snake.
Well, and they also have penises, so it's like kind of like intuitive, you know?
Right. I guess, do they come? Snake has ever come, right?
But they know there's a bunch of like nerve endings in the clit, like a normal, like a person.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Clearly they get some kind of feeling from it.
It has to feel good or else evolutionary, they probably wouldn't do it.
But I feel like why is it, I mean, I guess it's, you know, I guess maybe it was just implied, but they kind of made it a thing now.
Is this article written by a man or a woman?
I believe the title is Surprise.
Already, snakes have clits. Already, I'm not reading it.
I know. So snakes like the tone of voice, it's like.
I thought we're the only people who fuck for pleasure, right?
No, dolphins.
No, dolphins, monkeys, chimps.
I think we really don't know anything about
I'm certainly
anything.
Not fucking for pleasure.
Yeah, me neither.
I know. I'm just so cum.
Oh, my God.
But according to Catherine,
I don't even
Wu,
jack off for pleasure half the time. I'm like, I just need to do this.
I just need to get it out.
Yeah, I need to just help my
it's an addiction.
So I don't punch a hole in the wall.
Yeah, exactly. So my testosterone doesn't go somewhere else. So I don't literally scream.
Yeah, you're bald too. You have high testosterone. Yeah, so high you tea. Are required by your doctor to jack off every day.
Yeah.
It's a prescription.
I might go on more just to like really kind of push it to the limit.
Right.
Just become Aaron Burr.
Is that what
I
mean?
I kind of get it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm like, fuck it, dude.
Push it to the limit. All right. What else we got?
So we have also, why do older men sprout patches of hair in weird places?
Wait, hold on. now just every time I see a snake, and if it's moving on the ground, I'm gonna be like, are you like just doing that to get off?
Are you humping? Yeah. You're dragging your pussy. Like, you're,
I'm gonna shame them.
Dragging your clit. Yeah, you're dragging your clit.
Literally, the clits like drag me.
Snakes
like,
will drag their clits before they go to therapy.
Literally on the sand, dude.
To drag their clits on the sand.
Yeah. How long before you have a snakes with clits joke on stage?
Probably 4 years because I'm burnt out and have no drive right now.
Oh man, that is being super real. I like
it. Oh my god. No,
dude, I'm tired these days.
Hey, look, you know what?
I cried on the phone to my manager a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just said I'm really tired.
I mean, yeah, you're allowed to be. Take some time for yourself.
Yeah. Take a couple days, the rest of the year is like coast mode.
Mm-hmm. Go to the spa, dude.
I might go to the spa.
Do something where you're like, where you do it and then you go like out loud, oh, I really needed this.
I come home, I flop on the couch and pour some red wine. I needed this.
A girl's day.
I needed this. And I'm scrolling on Instagram like, he got that?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Unmute everyone.
That's part of
everyone.
It.
I know.
Like, I was joking. I don't care what anyone else does anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Once you booked all of 2023, you're like, well, yeah. I couldn't be there
Fuck
anyway.
You, Maddie. Yeah. You're such an asshole.
Really changes your perspective.
Yeah.
I'm like, my mental health has been amazing lately. Yeah, because you don't fucking have to go to open mics.
You have money. Yeah, exactly. Hold on, wait. Let's hear about the old men sprouting hair.
Well, we were talking about testosterone.
Right.
So. Have you ever noticed like older men get like extra nose hair and ears hair?
Well, I've started getting ear hair a little bit.
Really?
I pull it out immediately. Pull it.
Ouchie. Doesn't that hurt?
That doesn't hurt that much.
It better get started early.
Don't you like rip back pubes out of your vagina?
I don't have pubes.
You got to laser it off?
I'm the perfect girl.
The inner ears. So ears are so sensitive.
It's not, it's not in your ear. It's on this part right here.
Yeah.
That's where it grows.
Interesting spot.
We'll probably get them too because we get hair where they do, just whisker. Later. Like whiskers and nipple hair and shit like
that. Yeah, some girls got mustaches and shit.
Yeah.
And you get really close, you notice, and you're like, but you go, no, babe, I don't notice it at all.
Can we turn the lights off?
You're fucking perfect.
You put sunglasses on.
Yeah, you see some nipple hair and you're like, oh, fuck.
Nipple hair.
Yeah, girls get, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
It was not a thing. And then I remember I was 20 and I hooked up with a girl and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is just
hairy areolas.
What does it make sense? Because I'm like, why would we get it? And you guys,
yeah, we just get everything you do in lesser,
a little bit less.
I had a teacher once in high school, Mr. who had I should probably not say his name, but he had a tuft of hair on top, his nose.
That's horrifying.
That's awesome.
But left it there. So I'm like, you see that, and you don't. Like,
I respect that. Was he Middle Eastern?
No, he was like this white dude.
She's from Long Island.
No,
he used to put Italian. He was like Italian, but looks like he could be. He's probably like, I don't know, whatever. But he used to put on West Wing.
Ask, I mean, it's just,
Dylan, shut up.
All right, leave Miss.
Okay,
Mr.
what
Mr.
else?
Alone.
What else?
Okay.
What else?
So basically, yeah, I was talking about testosterone and how
it just makes you grow it.
Yeah, in weird places.
Nice.
South Koreans are adopting a new way to age yourself.
Okay.
Like
to age.
Sorry, okay. I worded that weird.
No, I'm asking.
To slow aging?
Okay, no. Okay, let me read the headline. South Koreans.
I'll age myself. You guys remember VHS?
Well, they're scrapping the way because apparently they like. When you're born in Korea, you're already 1 year old. That's how they count it.
Yes.
And then every January 1st, they add a year to your age. That's like, whereas in Western society, our birthday is our birthday.
That's interesting.
And then every year we just, so
they don't have birthdays?
Yeah, do they not have birthdays?
It seems like.
Seems efficient.
Maybe they do, but then
I'm
they.
Moving there.
Yeah.
No, but they're changing it to. What everybody else
the Western
does.
Way?
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
No,
to
but they
age
shouldn't
yourself.
Be doing that because we all love all the Korean imports. We like love
skincare.
K-pop. We love the skincare.
They have the best skincare to make them look so young.
Food is fire.
Everything is fire. Korean fried chicken.
Fucking Squid Game. We love that shit. Oh,
squiggly.
Squid Game.
I like Korean food. A bibimbap.
Oh, a bibimbap. Yeah, banchan.
It's healthy too.
A
tofu stew.
Kimchi is
healthy. A silken tofu stew. That shit goes hard on a winter day.
Silken tofu.
Yeah.
I can taste the texture when you say that.
It's delicioso.
Why are they changing that?
Do you like Korean barbecue?
I do.
Me
it's
too.
Expensive though.
Yeah, I'm not paying.
Yeah.
I haven't paid for a meal in years. Sorry, it sucks to be a white guy.
Well, anyway, they're going to be losing a year or two. So
that's good.
Yeah, so they're going to be even younger. Meanwhile, they already look young because they got the perfect skincare regimens going on. And they smoke, not all of them, but, you know. I'm digging a hole for myself. Let's go to a different
headline. Okay, I asked if the guy was Middle Eastern. You guys made it sound like I said that he'd do 9/11.
No, he had even worse. He had hair atop his nose. Oh,
I would rather do 9/11.
He was Italian, and Italian, we are hairy, especially the southern ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He would look like a white guy, like just a random white dude.
I got mad chest hair. It's so much.
I know. Me too. I'm kidding.
Yeah, dude.
That's just fucking nuts. I want to put my Dyson on that.
A lot of it. You could put the Dyson on it, and we're probably like clogged.
The Dyson would be like, hey.
You know when it comes at the other side? you have to replace it.
Oh my. I lift up the Dyson, you come with it, you're like, I'm like, oh, fuck the shag rug.
It's the kind of thing where someone would wax my chest and then there'd just be more hair under it. Yeah. Like, it'd be perfect. Man. You know what's crazy? It's gross. I actually get, because I have so much chest hair, I get lint in my belly button.
Oh.
I thought that was a joke growing up.
No, it's real.
No, but like, I get like a good amount.
Does it like
my girl will come up
out,
and she'll be like, what is this? And it's just literally a black ball of lint. Yeah.
It's like when you're the dryer.
It's literally a mini dryer.
Yeah.
It is flammable. I lied.
You should put
time.
A filter on it.
Yeah. A filter.
A filter.
I should use it in cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. Smart.
Anything else, Caroline?
Okay, so we have.
And we can go to our segment.
We have the AI. We kind of talked about AI and the big tits.
Yeah, I'm over them.
Wait, what's the big tits?
She's like, why does my AI avatar have like big tits and I like don't really have big tits? Because
people like big tits.
Because they're showing us what you want. Yes. They're showing, they're holding up a mirror.
It's artificial.
Society.
People like big fucking perky big tits.
I like big jugs of milk.
I love big floppers, dude. They're amazing.
I like
a nice perky.
Don't get me wrong though. I love a nice B. Honestly, prefer.
Like a nice B, a butt, you
a nice,
mean?
No, I a nice B cup.
B cup?
But that's probably because that's what my first real girlfriend had, and so that was imprinted
in my
brain. Who
you're still in love with.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't care about it anymore. Finally.
Oh my God.
Finally.
I got a new better girl.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so the AI thing, done. We have, is the gaslighter always at fault?
Oh yeah, there's an article about how gaslighters... Dylan, you know what gaslighting is, right?
No, why would I know what that is?
I don't know.
Or you could lie.
You're like literally being insane. Why would I know what that is?
Wait, now I'm confused.
I've never used the term gaslighting ever. Dude, the like popularization of these psychology terms where no one actually knows what they mean.
I know.
They use them for everything.
I know. They use
now to
everything.
The point where it's like a guy will get in an argument with a girl and she's like,
stop,
you're gaslighting
me.
And you go, I literally just don't agree with
it's
you.
It's like every fight you have to come with like full evidence and ammo. Right? Otherwise, there's no point in fighting anymore.
You have to both have gone to therapy. But also now because everyone's gone to therapy and been told like you're valid.
It's the same kind of
they
language.
They conflate that to mean like I'm right. And it's like being valid does not mean you're right. Like
yeah,
you're
right.
You're okay with having feelings, but that does not mean your feelings are correct or warranted. You're
right.
you're just can be upset about something. You're allowed to be angry and be like, oh, well, I was wrong for being angry. But anyway, this article is trying to say sometimes the gaslighter is right.
I think
more so they just believe their own reality. So
right.
They're not even meaning.
And it's so
but
easy.
But then it's like you're not, because gaslighting isn't that though. That's why the article is weird. Because gaslighting
like,
is like,
what is
gaslighting
real,
is like if you
nothing
in front of someone
the
and
square.
Then you're like, that didn't happen. Like it's more of a serious.
It would be
or
if we
like
were dating
of
and then
emotions.
Some girl was flirting with me
yeah.
And then I was like obviously flirting with her and was like maybe touching a leg
yeah.
And was like whatever and you go like that was really inappropriate and I go what are you talking about
yeah.
I go you always
and
do
you,
this
you always do
you're being
this.
Completely
yeah.
Unreasonable
that,
I'm just friends with her
yeah.
And it's like yo you're gaslighting them
yeah.
Or to the extreme when you kidnap someone and you're like I didn't kidnap you like
yeah,
you
right.
Wanted to be here
yeah.
And then you say
it's
it
like
enough
lying
times.
But with a different intent
right
yeah it's like you know saying the 2020 election was stolen anyway I said 2020 election was stolen
yeah right
I was making a
right.
Joke
that's
political.
The thing no but I
that's
love Marjorie
but,
Taylor Greene
yeah.
yeah I don't know gas I don't even know anymore
yeah
I
think that's kind of like the vibe it's like we're so easy. Our minds are so malleable. It's just like,
or we respect
whatever.
Someone who's like ultra confident. Look what's been happening like the past 6 years. If someone's so confident in their position.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to argue.
Straight up
are you talking
be
about
lying.
My comedy career?
Yes. No, they could be lying about something and you go like, they have so much confidence in themselves. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I know.
you know,
it's a confidence
or
thing,
like yeah. they're telling themselves that this thing is a
or they
reality
say it with
head.
Such a straight yeah. face that you're like
so much okay. decisiveness. Yeah, well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, it's kind of a good example. Mm-hmm. She's like, dude, she was at some conference for like the Young Republicans, which like such a whack club to be a part of. Even if
so
you believe
whack.
In that, it just
I
sounds
know.
Like lame.
I know, it sounds
mean?
So lame.
It sounds
my
like you're old, young
was,
guys
like, two people.
Trying to dress like old yeah. Dudes who like literally. Go to the Kentucky Derby.
Who have hair on their nose.
Yeah, have hair on their nose and they're white.
Right, boo.
God, the only people that have hair on their nose are white people. But she was like, you know, they're trying to say that we started January 6th. And she goes, let me tell you, if I planned January 6th, they would have all had guns. And we would have won.
Wow.
And the White House was like, this is not a chill thing to say.
Yeah,
and then Marjorie
insane.
Taylor Greene was like, you guys need to learn how to take a joke.
Oh
and
my I'm God.
Like,
oh,
she's so out of her mind that I kind of was like, dude, I respect that you just are like, no, yeah. you guys are being lame.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's, yeah.
That language is cray.
It's also kind of rude to say something rude to someone. And then if they're like, that hurt my feelings, to be like, I was joking. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I've done that for sure.
But that's like you guys really, do. Like actually, like rude.
Oh, sure. Yeah, for
not
sure.
Not like yo, and then you're like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry,
yeah, you're ugly. But if, yeah. They're like, what? Come you go, on, oh my god, I was fucking with
and
you.
And you're like,
that's what it is when
someone
people go,
like a guy I dated this year was like, you smell bad. He's like, I'm joking, but he kept saying it. Like,
yeah,
don't
you
smell bad.
Once. You don't. I'm here right.
That's rude as fuck to say to someone whose pussy
good.
You eat.
Yeah. At least he was eating it, though.
Yeah, in front of his roommate. He was like making
fun of
me.
He ate it in front of
you?
Oh. I was like, Maddie.
The roommate wishes.
Yeah.
But like in front of him, he was like making fun of me smelling bad.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, I know. He's a bully.
That's whack.
Yeah. That is
bullshit.
Whack.
I'm ripping your sweatshirt.
She's like, I don't smell bad, right?
I'm not okay. I'm not all right. What's our first segment?
Let's sync up. Let's sync up. And this was related to
Let's sync up.
Mm-hmm. Pornhub.
Bleeding at the same time.
Yeah.
Released the most popular 2022 searches.
In each state.
But I guess this is not really related. The question is, what is the best sex you've had this year?
Oh.
I guess it's not. Yeah, it's a loop for each.
Let's do the porn. Let's see what states give us our porn.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, I mean, I also have to answer that with...
With my girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Even good though answer. It's true.
And I have to say none because I don't yeah. have sex.
Yeah, I have, well, yeah. I had like maybe one good sex.
Oh, my memory is going. I literally thought back and I don't remember having sex with anyone else this year.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
The year has gone by.
Well, she's like, but, you know,
yeah.
she's your one.
Okay.
But, okay, so the number one search term is lesbians.
Really?
In the U.S. for porn.
I feel like that's something you watch when you're like 13 or 14. I don't really like watching.
I thought we
maybe
all
that's
had
watching.
Dick in our porn maybe. These days.
I feel like, dick is porn. Fun to see in porn.
Yeah.
Then there's I want to cool. see a dick go into a pussy.
Yes.
Is that too much to ask?
It's no. not. I mean, it's really. It's
I don't
out there
watch
a lot.
The blowjobs.
You was don't?
That? No, I do.
My favorite part.
I do fingering, eat out, and some intercourse.
I think I only watch the BJs.
Well, because you're a
I
guy.
Fast forward to them.
Yeah, exactly. It's nothing fun for you.
No, not
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, if I saw a guy eating a girl out, I'd be like, this sucks.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa.
Exactly. Because wow. awesome. You get to imagine yourself that it's your POV.
No, I imagine myself eating her. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what states do we have? New York
okay,
State.
Okay, so wait.
I think everyone's going to be either.
New York State searched. Okay.
AOC.
No, Dominican.
Let's go.
You have a Dominican girlfriend, right?
No, she's Filipino.
Okay, same thing.
But Ashlyn, isn't she half Dominican?
Yeah.
Oh, Ashlyn is.
That's
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah,
yeah that's it uniquely a New York feature. We have a high...
Mad Dominicans here.
Yeah. Sorry, there was a fly in my head.
I apologize about
it's
the
okay.
flies.
It's okay. He wants to hang out. Okay, so nice California is Asian. Texas
oh,
is panties.
UCLA.
Texas is panties?
Yeah.
That's how conservative they are.
Wait,
they're like
panties?
Panties. Like your underwear. So like...
Taking panties.
I know, but it's like just underwear.
Or like smelling?
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Do they
that's
not
interesting.
Wear
Florida is BBC.
Interesting.
Interesting. Big red clock. Big black cock.
Big red cock.
Yes. I think this is Pennsylvania says Harry. Italians.
Really?
Yeah.
Harry's never been something that I've
well,
been
this
to.
Is like the map is basically what the terms that are searched the most and are unique
yeah.
like unique to the state compared to other states.
Oh, because if not, it would literally just be stepmom, stepsister.
Yeah. So what makes it unique? There's a lot of Dominican porn in New York.
Okay, I see now.
Okay, and so in Idaho, hentai porn was number one.
Okay, Idaho, ooh, getting kooky.
Interesting. Yeah.
Farmers.
That's fun.
I think, yeah. What's the state next to Colorado?
Utah? No, it's the other. Well, it's one side.
Might be. Oh, Nevada, no, wait. Mormon was in Utah. Mormon porn. Okay. That's kind of funny.
So Mormons are looking up Mormon porn?
Yes.
That's boring. They're so boring.
Even more look up perverts adjacent to the Mormon community are looking it up.
Well, how's that perverts they if they just like, want to fuck a Mormon person?
Like,
well,
they raping get off a Mormon on, like, person?
The community because they're so interesting to them. You know?
Yeah, they're so innocent or sheltered.
It's like a racist man jacking off to people of color.
I think
kind of.
I think but yes,
I get it.
Colorado had goth.
Really?
I can see that. They're stuck in the 90s.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, goth porn would be fun.
Totally.
Oklahoma is anime.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Kansas is hentai.
Hold on, wait. So anime is moving. Hey, what's the difference between anime and hentai?
I don't know. Hentai?
Because hentai is sexual. Manga is when it's a cartoon and it's like in a comic book. And hentai, I thought, was like when it's moving.
Wait,
image.
Hentai is a genre of Japanese manga and anime characterized by overtly sexualized characters.
Hentai is like already sexual.
Yeah, so then what's
so anime? Maybe anime is more of an umbrella term.
Oh, is anime like when they take Family Guy and then make it into porn? Maybe it's that.
No.
Like they take, no, I'm saying they take anime characters and they turn it into porn.
Family Guy's not anime.
No, but I'm animated. Saying like there's a lot of famous anime shit.
Yes. Okay. That's probably more of an umbrella term.
You're mad at me.
I'm not mad.
I don't know why you're saying
that. She's so mad.
Why would I ever be mad?
Okay, what else? Oh my God, Virginia has smoking. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, the tobacco state.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone smoke. That's
hot.
Yeah.
That's hot. I like to smoke a ciggy while getting my shit eaten. That's next on my list.
That would actually be tight.
I'll start with the vape.
Yeah, yeah. Now, vape is not hot, but yeah, you can start with the
ciggy,
vape.
Though?
But I think if a girl was smoking a cig while I was eating her out or fucking her, that'd be kind of tight.
That'd be literally tight.
That's like, that is like... Boss.
It is boss.
Okay, what else?
I'm doing Kegel
Wisconsin
right
has pegging.
Wisconsin's pegging?
Yes.
Because they're all fucking closeted up there, too.
Really?
They just have like Midwest, abortion. Yeah.
Abortion, yeah, their dude's not, yeah.
Hawaii has amateur wife. I don't know what that means.
The army's there.
What does that mean? What is amateur wife?
They like their wives.
No, I'm just saying like a lot of them have wives.
Oh, so their wives while
they're
away?
They're all like wifed up wives that they're away, yeah.
So while they're away,
Or they're just like thinking about like making amateur porn with their wife. Right, that's right. Because the army doesn't pay them enough.
Literally.
Wait, fascinating.
The army has wives and that sort of shit. I'm retroactively
making it work. I just thought it was funny.
No, I was like,
just giving explanations.
Oh, I just believed everything. Okay. So and then Alaska has breast expansion. What is breast expansion?
I've heard of a breast... implants. I've never heard of a breast expansion.
I don't know. Maybe you suck on it hard enough, it starts blowing up.
Oh. Whoa.
You know, like sometimes...
Or like you expand your breasts. I don't know. Like I don't know. No idea.
It's like moving, like they're expanding.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, the U.S. is the biggest consumer of...
A porn?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Followed
really?
By...
Per capita?
They're not allowed
I think so.
Else.
I think because we have...
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. We have the most data on
they
it.
They have VPNs. Yeah, you're right. Saudi Arabia is not releasing
They're
porn
not even tracking stuff. It. They're like, don't ask, don't tell. And then UK is second. France is behind that.
That
Japan,
doesn't make any sense
Mexico,
to me.
Italy.
France.
It's all the European
Everyone
countries.
Claims, I remember when we were growing up, France was supposed to be super sexual. The French people are not even that sexual.
From yeah, they just I've talk about it, I
yeah,
think.
They're so they're open about it that I think they're not, they don't. It's not a big deal to them.
It's like drinking. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're like over it.
Right.
Imagine
being over sex at 18.
Yeah.
What would you do for all your 20s?
Well, that's why they're in a permanent existential crisis.
Skinny. Yeah, they're always having existential crisis.
Smoking and being skinny.
Yeah.
And they're smoking and
stretching.
What else? What's PMV? Pussy money weed? No. PMV? Yeah. DMV, but like pussy
point of view.
I guess I could look that up.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
I just didn't know if you knew off the bat.
PMV.
Shower is in Arizona. Shower porn. Because
it's
hot.
So hot there.
Shower porn.
Is that Arizona?
And trashy people take shower sex.
What does PMV mean?
What else?
I literally just looked it up and it's just saying, it's just trying to send me to PMV videos.
Montana is leather.
Hmm.
Cowboy. Oh, because they're all the cowboys. Ranches.
And what else?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Dirty Talk is, oh my God, do I know my state? What's the state below? Is that Illinois? I think it's Illinois.
IL.
Okay.
Looks like this.
Pony yeah. music yeah. video? No.
All right, well, I got to wrap up because I got to go to Guess Digital. So
I know.
Dylan, where can we find you? Dylan J. Palladino.
That's right. Artie knows.
Follow Dylan. Answer. Even though he's bald, he's a nice guy.
Thank you.
He's doing comedy all over the world.
All over the world.
Go see him. Guys, yes. Follow me. You can find me making my tits huge on Artificial nice Intelligence. I was gonna say. Come to a show.
Come watch Maddie do stand up. Follow her online at So Maddie Smith.
Yeah.
Carolyn too, or are you just wait, in the dark?
Oh, you can find me dragging my clit on the sand.
Yeah, the snakes with their clits. Bye. Bye. See you guys.